The continued spread of the coronavirus makes some people anxious. That climate of fear opens up an opportunity for online scammers and hackers. Experts in Alabama say there's been a sharp uptick in malicious online activity in recent weeks. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
There are so many coronavirus scams these days. Gary Warner is head of research in computer forensics at UAB. He tracks sketchy retailers peddling all sorts of bogus products.
They have something that's called Safe Mask. Basically, it's an essential oils product called Immunity Blend. There's also a product called Germadyne, which is a disinfectant.
Warner says one company does it like this. They sign people up for a free trial, and then once they've got a person's credit card information, they immediately start charging $89 a month to ship a product that doesn't work. Warner says it's the perfect panic moment for scams.
Because so many people are deeply in fear that they're going to die from coronavirus, a lot of people are buying these things.
Especially the elderly and low-income people. Guy Lesko is executive director of Legal Services Alabama, which provides legal help to the poor. He estimates there's been a 30 to 50% increase in fraudulent activity around COVID-19. And it isn't just online. There are scam robocalls.
Hackers are contacting people by robophone, pretending to be doctors in hospitals and demanding payment.
There are also charity scams to solicit donations. And Warner says there are lots of work-at-home schemes targeting the recently unemployed. The Federal Trade Commission's website lists several COVID-19 scams and has tips for how to avoid them. Gigi Duban, WBHM.
You can find more on how to avoid COVID-19 scams at our website, WBHM.org.